is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration is breaking an environmental campaign promise and opening millions of acres of wetlands to development. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, here's another chance to mend your reputation as a charter member of the Dirty Dozen, the 12 senators with the worst record on the environment. In 1988, President Bush made an explicit campaign pledge that there would be no net loss of the nation's wetlands. The marshes and wildlife breeding grounds that play an important role in protecting the environment and neutralizing pollution. That campaign promise didn't sit well with your developer friends, Al. They never met a wetland they didn't want to drain and turn into a fancy shopping mall. Now the administration has buckled to the developers' pressure. They've redefined wetlands to exclude millions of acres and allow massive development. The administration's new definition of wetlands is all wet, Al. The developers are getting their way, but that doesn't mean they're right.
Ted, George Bush has a solid, proven commitment to wetlands. Since he took office, the president has preserved 500,000 acres of critical wetland habitat. He doubled the budget for wetland protection, tripled the budget for research and development. On top of all that, he created another 600,000-acre reserve in the last farm bill. Ted, what you're paving over is the fact the old wetland definition had to be changed. It defined a wetland as any area having water 18 inches beneath the surface for as short as a week's time. And under that nutty interpretation, 60% of the entire state of Maryland should be torn down and returned to the wild. Ted, even the National Wetlands Coalition called for a new and realistic definition. The old Kennedy compound on the Cape was once a bird estuary, but I don't see you tearing it down and giving it back to the birds. And to think I once thought you were for them. The birds, that is. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on whether Soviet aid and peace will become victims of American politics. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.